The publisher of the Boise-based Idaho Statesman has filed for bankruptcy. Sasha Woodruff reports on how local newsrooms might be affected.
The McClatchy Company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy yesterday in New York. The media company owns 30 local newspapers, including the Idaho Statesman, which McClatchy acquired in 2006 when it bought the Knight Ridder chain. Rick Edmonds is a media business analyst for the Poynter Institute. He says that purchase ultimately saddled the company with massive debt.
They had incurred a $6.5 billion debt for that. They've been working to make interest payments and pay that down, but I think the clock kind of ran out on their ability to do that.
If the bankruptcy plan is approved, the hedge fund Chatham Asset Management would take control of the public company and turn it private. Edmonds points out that this bankruptcy is a restructuring, not a liquidation.
All of its papers will most likely remain, you know, pretty much as they are. And once the plan's complete, they'll be under new ownership and can go from there.
In an effort to cut costs, the Statesman stopped printing a Saturday paper earlier this month. It's also gone through several rounds of buyouts of veteran employees in recent years. In a press release, Kevin McClatchy, chairman of the company's board of directors, said, quote, "McClatchy remains a strong operating company with an enduring commitment to independent journalism that spans five generations of my family. For now, McClatchy has not announced any layoffs." Sasha Woodruff, Boise State Public Radio News.